Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello friends, this is Brother Byron again, coming to you today from Highland Baptist Church on the Holy Manna radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in and all the kind words and the prayers that you prayed for us with this new broadcast, and we pray that it continues being a blessing to you. Well, yesterday I began talking to you about a burden that I've had lately concerning shut-ins and caretakers. We discussed about the great comfort that the Lord gives us during our times of being shut in and the suffering with physical issues and trials and bouts of depression. We saw through God's holy word that He desires to give us comfort in these times and that He loves us and cares for us. And we just need to rely upon Him and trust in Him and His word. Well, today I want to continue with this thought and speak to you about caretakers. Now, as I said yesterday, caretakers are those who devote their time and attention to those that are either shut in or not physically able to take care of themselves. In most cases, the caretakers are family members who have volunteered to help those that they love. And they do it without pay, without any expectation of attention or praise, and are oftentimes overlooked. And as I said yesterday, the worst part is many times they're taken for granted by other family members and taken advantage of as well. And so, you know, this is one of the things that the Lord burdens my heart with. And there's rarely ever a time when I'm praying that I don't mention caretakers. It's just so important to me, and I believe that they are one of the greatest. They perform one of the greatest ministries and services of all that could be performed. So if you have your copy of God's Word, I'd like for you to turn with me again to the New Testament, to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It's the same place we read from yesterday. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. And here the Bible says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Father, thank you once again for allowing us to have this time to be able to expound on your word, God, and to try to help folks. And Lord, we pray that you bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, yesterday our focus was upon the comfort that the Lord gives us in being the God of all comfort. Today I want to pay particular attention to what it said there in verse 4 of our text, where it says that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted in God. You see, this comfort that the Lord provides, it works in two ways. He comforts us, and in return, we comfort others. That word comfort right there has several descriptions. If you look it up, it means to come alongside of, to exhort, to appease, to console, to refresh, and to encourage. Wow, for such a small word, it sure does do a lot of big things. I think we can safely say that all those descriptions fit within what God does for us through the power of the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. And so, as for caretakers, if there's anyone that I think deserves our gratitude and our respect and certainly our prayers, it is those that take care of others, caretakers. I believe that outside of sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with someone, taking care of their physical needs is the greatest thing that we could ever do for someone. Now, I've got some experience and knowledge when it comes to caretakers. I know several. Growing up, my mother was an LPN, and she worked at St. Mary's, and then she worked for years at Hillcrest Nursing Home. And I watched her as she took care of those patients, and she loved them so much, she would bring some of them to our home on Thanksgiving so they can enjoy a Thanksgiving meal with our family. And so I grew up experiencing what it was like with a person with a heart and compassion for taking care of others. And so I've always held those folks up, I guess, in a high way. I just really think a lot of them. But I want to talk to you about a few of those that I'm familiar with today. The first one is a lady that is a member of our church. Her name's Sister Shirley. Now, she would never want any kind of recognition or any praise for anything that she does, and I know that, and I'm not here to praise Sister Shirley. What I'm trying to do is tell you what she does and how the Lord has blessed me through her because of her heart. You see, Sister Shirley, she has a brother that is physically disabled. He has very limited use of his hands and no use of his legs. He is in a wheelchair, except for when she's able to put him in bed, and you know, he sleeps there. And sometimes he's a little difficult to understand with his speech. And if left on his own, he would not be able to survive on his own. He needs help from others to be able to function in this life. Well, his sister Shirley, she's been taking care of him for years and years. She does everything for him. It's literally a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-days-a-year job. I guess I've known them for around 10 years now. And in those 10 years that I've known them, I've seen them go through many struggles. I've seen, you know, things that's gone on that has been very trying. Yet if you were to meet Sister Shirley, you would never know what kind of difficulties that she's going through or the trials or burdens that she's going through. She always has a positive and upbeat, and she's always smiling. Now, I suspect she probably hides a lot of pain behind that smile. But if you were to be around Sister Shirley for any amount of time, you would probably never know any of the things that she's going through. She just has a wonderful spirit and attitude about her. And, you know, the Bible says in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, in a sense, Sister Shirley she's laid down her own life for her brother. She has the heart of a caretaker and the passion of Christ. And so, you know, there's folks out there that have this love and compassion for others, and I'm so thankful for them. Now, there's some others that I'd like to talk about. I know three separate ladies who are caretakers for their mothers. Two of them are members of our church, and one of them is the mother of one of our church members. Well, in each case, these ladies' mothers are unable to take care of themselves. And so they provide them with meals, they help them get dressed and go to the bathroom and take them to their doctor's visits, make sure they're taking their medicine, and they spend time with them. They devote their lives to help their mothers. Now, for all three of these women, they rarely get any relief. It's a lot like Sister Shirley. It's a 24-hour, round-the-clock job, yet they do it without complaining. Or if they complain, I never hear it about it. But I've got to tell you, when I pray, I try my best to remember these folks. that are so loyal and faithful and loving, sacrificing their time and lives to help others. You know, the Apostle John, he writes this over in 1 John 3:16 through 18. He says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth." Well, the compassion of caretakers, it really, you know, extends beyond just immediate family and friends. It also goes out to complete strangers. We, of course, find a great example of this in our Bibles in the story of the Good Samaritan. If you want to turn there in your Bible, let's read that. It's over in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. And it's the Lord Jesus telling us this. Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 30. The Bible says, "And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise." Well, what about you, friend? Where is your heart at today? Do you have this compassion inside of you that's exhibited in those that take care of others? If you do, bless your heart. And if you don't, I want you to know that the Lord can give you the heart of a caretaker. It's through Him that we receive the compassion needed to help others. Well, we've ran out of time again, but I want you to know how important it is for these folks that are, you know, have this love and compassion for others, and they set their own lives aside to take care of them. And I'm thankful for them, and I pray for them, and I pray that you are. And if you are one of those, may the Lord just bless you for that. And I thank you so much for it. I'd like for you to pray with me. Father, we come to you this evening praying for caretakers. Lord, we thank you for those that have the heart and compassion and bowels of mercy that so unselfishly help others. Lord, we pray that you will instill within all of us that same compassion. For it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Holy One comes down, brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered on.